When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome to the third hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm Buck, he's Clay, and he is Will with us now. Our friend Will Cain, host of the Will Cain podcast, and of course co-host of Fox and Friends Weekends. Will, buddy, great to have you, man. Thanks for being here with us.
Fellas, I can't tell you how surreal it is to sit here, and I think I've told each of you this individually, but to sit here and talk to you, it's my world's colliding. It's like your high school friends and your college friends becoming friends independently of you, because Buck, you and I go back now well over a decade. And for the last 5 years, Clay and I have been playing in the same sandbox and getting to know each other. So to see you guys together, it's really a beautiful thing.
I agree. We got some big news to get your take on today, Will, but I gotta lead into this one second and say, when you and I were co-hosting Real News at the Blaze 10 years ago, did you ever think that fast forward 10 years, you'd be on the show that I'd be co-hosting with someone that you had known from when you were hosting at ESPN, and now you'd also be hosting Fox and Friends on the weekends with our friend Pete Hegseth while Clay and I have taken over for Rush on Radio?
No, you throw Pete into the equation, and it's a fascinating evolution. But look, I think the world of both you guys, you're both smart and independent, and the world needs to hear your opinions. I mean that sincerely. So I consider all of this growth, all of this evolution, a good thing for America. And I feel the same way about Hegseth. You know that, Buck. I think Hegseth's an awesome dude, so I love that I get to hang out with him.
He's a great guy. And the control is reminding me, by the way, we're taking over a time slot. There's never any replacing the greatest of all time, Rush Limbaugh. Let's get into it, Will. Tell me this, man. I want to hand off to Clay. Clay, you get first crack because I've been babbling.
No, that was great. Will, I think you're in Hawaii, first of all. So thanks for taking some time off in the family vacation and hanging out with us. How's Hawaii? What does it feel like out there? Are they back to normal?
No, Clay. I'll tell you, Hawaii's always beautiful. I will contend. I think it's the most beautiful place, not just in the 50 states, but possibly in the world. I mean, the natural beauty that just exists here is unmatched. That being said, man, it feels like you're flying into, I don't know what. I had to go through so many different COVID test protocols, paperwork. And then once you get here, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a great time. But yesterday I watched a guy berate another guy. I'm telling you, berate, dog cuss another guy for not wearing his mask indoors. And look, Hawaii, one of the special things about Hawaii is you're so removed, like not just physically, but time zone wise, you lose the news cycle, you lose the pressure of everything. And that's nice. But you can feel like a frog boiling in water, what's happening over there, obviously happening here, the rhetoric on the CDC and mask guidance and vaccine push, it's all reaching a full boil. And you feel it here on vacation,
you know,
no doubt.
You know, Will, I have a friend who is a man firmly on the left who was in Hawaii recently, and we had a conversation about how he had his first experience. It was actually, I could say it was Mark Lamont Hill, because we said it on a podcast on air. His first experience where somebody told him that he could not order, this was in Hawaii, he's on vacation, same as you, could not order a drink at a bar that was kind of an outside, like by the beach bar. And he said, but hold on a second, there are people sitting at the bar right now ordering drinks without masks on. Why do I standing need to order with a mask on to get a drink to go back and sit down in my chair on the beach? And they said, because that's the rule. And he finally said to me, I realized that this COVID theater stuff does have limits. And I was like, welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. Will, what do you think? I know you're out in Hawaii, so I don't know how much you followed it. What do you make of the Simone Biles controversy? Big story to you, not a story, overreactive story. How did you break it down in your world?
All right, so I'm not totally removed. I have an addiction to the poison that is social media like everybody else. So I saw you all over this, Clay, yesterday. And here's the honest truth. You're telling the truth, and nobody likes you for it. You lean into social media, and you let everybody know your opinion, which I appreciate that you do. The bottom line is we are celebrating quitting, and that's where we have gotten as a culture and as a nation. Now, first of all, I do think Simone Biles deserves her own individual criticism. But without me knowing all the details of whatever it is going on with her, my focus and my attention, Clay, is way more on the reaction. There's a headline, there's a cover today, I believe, of The New Yorker praising her bravery for quitting. And look, you tweeted it, Clay. I feel the exact same way. I put my two sons, 13 and 10, into sports to learn the lessons that we are now saying the opposite is praiseworthy of. Meaning, I put my boys into sports to fail, to be resilient, to never quit. They're not going to be professional athletes. I know that very well. I put them in to learn life lessons. And look, this is reflected across all of our culture. Words are violence. Protests and riots are mostly peaceful. Boys are girls. Quitters have strength. Everywhere you look, it's not just the language that's been turned on its head, but it's the values that have been turned on their head. And somehow, if you tell that truth, maybe it's a harsh truth, you're the villain. Clay, you're the villain. I'm the villain if I believe that, if I say that. And I don't understand that. I don't understand this deep cultural rot. To me, to be real to your audience listening right now, that deep cultural rot is a greater threat to our nation than whoever gets elected president. This is what sets America apart, this resilience, this strength, this ability to honestly push west, run the risk of getting scalped, and go reach the Pacific Ocean and build civilizations. And if we're going to sit here and vilify every aspect that made this country great, that's the cultural rot that takes us down.
Will, how much of the response, because people were really fired up about this, at least in the blue check social media world that a lot of us have to live in. People that are listening right now are like, glad I don't have to deal with that all the time, but we do. And we saw what the journos, sports, and just general commentary folks were saying about this, and they were fiercely defending Simone Biles. Is there a part of this where they're taking this position because she's a woman? She's a very prominent millionaire athlete, African-American female. I mean, is this just, we have to assume that there's going to be people on the left who view this as an opportunity to show their, identity politics credentials? How much of that factors into it?
Definitely a good amount. There's no doubt that most sports pundits paint by numbers. They see, oh my gosh, look, woman, African-American, therefore I champion whatever they do. But here's what's more fascinating. I think there's something else going on. I'm curious you guys' feedback on this. Mental health, look, this is all such a weird thing. We get pushed into far corners. Mental health's a real thing, right? We got to focus on mental health. But it's also become this total get out of jail free card. Like, if you invoke mental health, no matter what decision or behavior you then initiate, no one can question it. Hey, and listen to the language we've adopted. I need to focus on me. I need to put myself first. That's not what we preach or believe. And if you just say, but it's in pursuit of my mental health, well then, get out of jail free, no more questions asked, celebrate pushing that to the forefront. And I don't know what that's about, Buck. I don't know if that's a general societal, I never want to have a moment of accountability, I want to have that Goodwill Hunting, it's not your fault hug at all moments. I don't know. I can believe that at the same time saying people struggle with mental health, but it can't be an excuse for anything and everything.
I talked about yesterday, Will, that for my 10-year-old, I used as an example, he hurt his finger playing basketball, jammed it, came, I'm one of his little league coaches, plays shortstop, he's one of our pitchers, and he told me when we wanted to put him in to pitch, my finger hurts too much, I can't pitch. He could play, he could hit, and he could play shortstop. We put another kid in, we ended up losing the game. And after the game, and this goes to the point of lessons, I set him down, and I said, look, I'm never going to be upset at you whether you succeed or fail, but I expect 100% effort on behalf of your team at all time. You could have pitched, and you chose not to. You're 10. You learned a lesson. And we had that conversation about sports as an opportunity to give credence and credit, not to results, but to effort. And I feel like we're losing that a lot. You hinted about it, Will, and that's why my kids play sports, to try to teach them those lessons. Because they're not going to be pros, but hopefully they apply those lessons going forward.
Yeah, I'm shocked, Clay. And you ran a ton of analogies out there, all of which are apropos. If Tom Brady threw an interception in the first quarter, yanked himself out of a massive game and said, look, fellas, I just don't have it today. And by the way, it's not a physical injury. I just don't have it today. I'm stressed. I'm not feeling good about myself. I don't feel confident for the rest of the three quarters. I'm going to play well. So back up, step in, it's your game. We would rightfully crush him because, look, your son, you just laid out a physical thing that he was feeling debilitated, right? A jammed finger, whatever, and you want to overcome that as well, depending on the severity. But stress and, like, I don't have it today? That's the whole point of getting over things in sports, right?
I mean, not that we're professional voice athletes here, Will, but I can take some degree of comparison, I think, where – you know, I've had to do radio shows with huge numbers of people listening when I've had, I've had breakups in my life. You know, we've all had our stuff, right? Family member really sick, dog dies, whatever it may be. And you don't get, you know, for our job, it wouldn't be okay to say, well, I'm just not feeling like doing it today because of all the stress, right? So, I mean, no one's saying that Simone Biles can't go get, sorry, Will, go ahead.
I was going to say, you and I know each other in a long time, Buck. I think I probably know some things that's happened in your life. You know some things that's happened in my life. And whether or not we've shared those publicly, if you did, your choice to go on the air that day, your choice to perform and do your duty in the face of that toughness would be worthy of praise, right? So set aside whether or not we should be criticizing Simone Biles. The question is, what kind of behavior and choices do we praise? We praise the person that overcomes the difficulty. I thought that's what we did. Now we're saying we praise the person who gives in to the difficulty. That is a very scary value to place at the top of our priority list going forward as a country, as a people.
Check out the Will Cain podcast, everybody, and obviously watch him on weekends where he is co-hosting Fox and Friends, also with our good buddy Pete. By the way, Will, you got to tell Pete, he's next up on deck here. We got to get him on, okay?
Definitely, I will.
All right, check out Will's podcast. Thanks so much, Will.
See you,
enjoy
fellas.
Hawaii.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. I think he's good there. I think he's got that covered. But speaking of my voice athlete thing, Clay, first time I ever filled in for Rush, and one day maybe you'll let me, like on my birthday or something, I'll tell the full story. Just to be able to speak, I had to get a cortisone shot to open up my throat because I had such a bad cold with such bad laryngitis. So, you know, winners play and hurt. You know
what I'm basically
saying?
You're basically the Cal Ripken of radio.
I'm just going to say it, you know, like the Cal Ripken, the Tom, I was trying to think of somebody else who never gets injured. Well, who was the guy, Brett Favre? He never got injured, right?
Brett Favre had an incredible consecutive game streak. So did Eli Manning for Giants fans out there. They benched him for Geno Smith, I think. But yeah, Brett Favre, I mean, and for people out there who remember, Brett Favre played memorably a game, I think it was the day after his dad died, Monday Night Football, something crazy, unbelievable to do given what was going on in his life. But in the meantime, I got to tell you, you better have home title lock if you own a home.
Because the FBI, as Clay and I know, are telling everybody out there, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes. I'm actually doing a quitclaim deed this week for one of my investment properties. It's so easy, Clay. It's mind-blowing because you just print something out, and guess what? The title documents to our homes are all stored in the cloud, and that's where the thief, the cyber thief, can find it. They then forge your signature stating you sold your home to them. The nightmare starts with collection calls demanding payment on home loans you never took out. Then some lender that you've never heard of serves you an eviction notice, Clay, and takes you to court.
No doubt. And so you're thinking now, okay, what can I do to prevent that from happening? Well, for pennies a day, Home Title Lock will secure your home's title and back it with a $1 million guarantee. You can register your address now to see if you're already a victim, and you'll get 30 days free when you call 800-708-LOCK. Again, that number, 800-708-LOCK. That is 800-708-LOCK. See website for guarantee and detail.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I am Clay Travis. Appreciate you guys spending your Wednesday with us. Will Cain was fantastic there. You can check him on the weekends, Fox and Friends, formerly of ESPN. Started having him on my old sports show. I know you've known him for a long time. But I do think that sports are a window through which society and our worldview are constantly colliding. And this Simone Biles story, given the fact that the Olympics is going on. By the way, Buck, have you watched any moment of the Olympics so far?
Only clips of it that appear on social media that I'm not even looking for. I have not turned on the TV for 1 second to watch any Olympic event.
Is that unique for you, or would you typically have been not watching the Olympics over the last, you know, couple of Olympics?
I'm usually reading a book about 16th century Mediterranean warfare, something like that, you know?
I mean, the reason why I'm asking is I don't know that I've ever seen the Olympics matter less in the country. And I go back in time, like 1988, Seoul. I remember, like, with my own pen and paper keeping track of how many gold medals the United States was going to get compared to Russia or China, or at that time, I think it was still West Germany and East Germany, and being really focused on the idea of American exceptionalism, and I wanted our country to dominate, because if we dominated and got more gold medals than anybody else and more medals, it was a reflection of our country being better than others. And I don't know that there are very many kids or very many adults paying that same level of attention. And I wonder how much of that has to do with a general malaise in America. Does that make sense to you, that the Olympics are reflecting a general discontent in America as a whole that maybe they haven't in the past?
I also think that there's the politicization of sports that has turned a lot of people off from it, and the sense that you could watch a team at some point and see. We've talked a lot about that. But also, people, you know, we still haven't gotten our lives back. I mean, we still are existing in this gray area of masks. You get on a plane, you got to wear a mask. You can't travel everywhere. The world doesn't feel normal yet. And so to have an Olympics under these circumstances, you know, maybe if we had had an Olympics last summer, it would have felt like an act of resiliency and almost defiance against the virus.
And escape.
Right. Now it feels like we still can't have a normal Olympics. I think there's a different mentality that comes with all this, and that people feel like, you know, we're almost into August here. I was assuming that everybody, no, I shouldn't say everybody, 80% of America would have just said, we're done with the pandemic. Like, yes, we're at let it ride time. It's probably more like 60-40 at this point.
Yeah, and I think, to your point on the Olympics, I wanted to mention this too. The protocols that are being put in place for sports are important because they send messages to the rest of society about what's acceptable risk and what's not. Lamar Jackson, do you know Lamar Jackson? Are you familiar with that name?
I have heard of Mr. Lamar Jackson.
He is a star quarterback in the NFL for the Baltimore Ravens. Last year, he tested positive for COVID and missed multiple games. He now, the NFL training camps are coming back because football season's not very far away. He now has tested positive for COVID again and is having to quarantine. Now, the report of whether or not he's double vaccinated is not out there yet. But the reason why I bring this up is, to your point on an escape from COVID prison, sports are going to be this season, I think, very similar to what they were last season in terms of big players not being able to play because of COVID, which is particularly wild in the NFL, where the guys are under far more danger playing the sport than they are from COVID itself, and yet they've got these crazy draconian vaccine
requirements. Go out there on the field, risk concussion, possible paralysis, broken bones, dislocated shoulders, eyes coming out of the socket, etc. But you might get a sniffle, so we can't let you play. That's where these NFL players are right now, which is madness. Biden just spoke and is actually speaking right as we talk to you. We'll bring you the highlights of what Amtrak Joe is saying. So stick around with us here for just a few more minutes. You know, trillions of dollars have been pumped in the economy. Clay and I were talking today about how damaging this is. We really believe it because, well, math. Our national debt has ballooned to over $28 trillion. We're going to be at $30 trillion before you know it. What can you do to protect your savings and retirement accounts now before it's too late? I'll tell you what I did. I bought real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Not gold and silver stocks, real gold and silver you can actually hold right in your hands. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group because I trust them. Give them a call right now at 833-404-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send you their investment guide. Again, that number is 833-404-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will have real gold and silver delivered to your home or have it put in your IRA or 401k.
You may have heard that I'm washing now, just on the phone. Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads. Transit system, high-speed internet, clean drinking water, cleaning up and capping the orphan wells, over thousands of them abandoned and abandoned mines, and a modern, resilient electric grid to build. And guess what? A lot of those abandoned wells are leaking methane. And guess what? The same union guys that dug those wells, they can make the same union wage capping those wells.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck, and that was Biden. He is currently, as we speak to you, in Lower Macungie Township, Pennsylvania. He is trying to sell people on his Buy American rules as well. A few things here, Clay. One, see, how are the Democrats selling this? It's roads, it's bridges. Yeah, it's also a Green New Deal core, like kind of like the AmeriCorps or something, but for people to become little social justice activists about climate change. $10 billion in at least the budget for that. And I think it's also fascinating that Biden's pushing Buy America rules. I don't know. I feel like there was a president before Biden who was really into putting American products first, you could say, buying from American companies, supporting companies that are here in America and not putting them second, but first. I think somebody else was doing this beforehand, but then it was nativism. It was bad.
Yeah. And all of this is so cyclically, and I hate to be a cynic about all this, but this is the conversation we were having earlier about the infrastructure package. Now Joe Biden is going to go run around and talk about all the success he's had bringing bipartisanship back to Washington. By the way, by bipartisanship, he means just a filibuster-proof majority, 60. So 10, roughly, Republicans are going to join this idea. And then he's going to shove through the largest budget with the hugest tax increase we've ever seen in the history of this country under budget reconciliation measures that allow Kamala Harris to break the tie. And the combination of both of those bills is going to be well over $4 trillion. And so the end result is going to be, I think, we're just pouring jet fuel onto a fire of inflation that is already burning.
Now, I think that analysis is correct. I'd also add into it that for anyone who's wondering, why would Republicans ever do this? Why would they go along with this? The ones who are doing so, not all Republicans, as Clay points out, it's not going to be all of them. Well, if you're a Republican who's going to be up in this next cycle in a competitive state, in a competitive race, getting, it's like I said, Santa Claus, very popular. You know, the guy who gives out the goodies and the gifts. And so there is an argument to be made here. And I know this, by the way, this is not a principled argument. This is a tactics and power argument that for some Republicans, it may be the lesser of two evils to go along with this so that we don't have a Democrat majority going forward in the next Senate after the midterms, which I know feels like it's a long time off, but it's really not, actually.
Yeah. And I know we haven't talked a lot about this, but have you paid attention? Speaking of the majority and Biden, you paid attention to a lot of the pressure that the left tried to put on Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court in terms of, hey, old man, it's time for you to step down. You're 82. You're an old white guy. You need to give up your Supreme Court seat. And
they learned. Can I just say they learned, Clay, from the RBG situation where there was a creepy cult that they built around Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her workout routines. And I mean, this is real. I'm not making this up. There are people who were making Ruth Bader Ginsburg workout action figures and throwing a kettlebell around it. There was all this stuff when really you look at this and you say to yourself, from a pure Supreme Court seat standpoint, they should have been encouraging Ruth Bader Ginsburg to step down. But they I think they've learned a lesson on this, which is that if you're really going to look at the court as your last stronghold of progressivism, you better think long term.
And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because you were tying all this in with potentially Senate races in 2022 and everything else. Breyer has hired four Supreme Court clerks, so it does not appear that he is going to step down this year. Why does that matter? Well, then he's going to ride into next year, and I don't think there's any way that he's going to step down in the middle of an election cycle. And so what you're rolling the dice on, if you are the Democrats, is that if 82-year-old Stephen Breyer suddenly has an issue, you hope he's going to be able to make it to 84 and that you're going to win in 2024 again. Because he's getting a lot of heat from the left for not being willing to step down. And as we all know, look, nobody wants to wish ill on anyone, but this also goes for the United States Senate as well. When you get to be older than 75 or 80 years old, you don't really know when some poor ill effect of health is going to come, but the odds of it occurring are pretty high.
Is this where you're going to start setting some Clay Travis age limits out there? Because that's always fun.
Well,
the lines
I got people lit. I got people fired up about that, but I do think the idea of a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court and look, some people have made choices. Sandra Day O'Connor regretted her decision to step down from the Supreme Court when her husband had Alzheimer's because he died much more rapidly than she thought. And I think she has missed the opportunity to continue to influence the court. And I wonder on Stephen Breyer's perspective, he's 82 years old now. He's the oldest member of the Supreme Court. What exactly is going to happen from a pressure perspective going forward for him? Sounds like he's coming back for another year plus, and I think the tension there is going to get ratcheted up in a big way.
And you're going to see major challenges to Roe in the next court. You're going to see affirmative action on the docket in a serious way. So things that have become pretty sacred, well, nothing's more sacred to the left than abortion, but things that have become sacred in addition to that on the left are going to be up for review by the court. But as I always say, never underestimate a conservative jurist's ability to disappoint people looking for a certain outcome, because they'll always go with what precedent and tradition say if they can, unless it's really glaring. But we're getting Clay. We've been talking about this, and this might be a good way to bring in some folks here toward the end of the show. What can people do? Because we've been discussing the pushback against the masks and everything else. Here's a young guy who's at a, I think, is it a city council meeting or is it at a school board meeting? I'm actually forgetting. A county council meeting in San Diego, which, by the way, one of the most beautiful places in the, I do love San Diego. Here he is talking about, well, how data doesn't support what the lockdowners are saying. He's standing up and having it said out loud. Let's hear it.
Let's go back to the deaths, because that's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3.3 million residents in this county. And we're using propaganda. We've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? We know what you're trying to do. There are good supervisors up here that are trying to fight for freedom like the Constitution. But where are the rest of you? Why are you silencing people and using this jargon to scare us into submission? We're calling you out. Because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. We get lied to regularly. We're used to these lies. Who's going to stand up for the truth?
I mean, can I just have this guy go around? I want other people to hear him and do the same thing at their county commissioner or their whatever their local community body is that's trying to fight against these mandates and maintain some degree of freedom. This guy gets it. Go to the data.
That's what we try to do on this show all the time. And a lot of people are asking, how do we fight the mask mandate? I think you need to look in your local community, figure out how many people right now are dying with COVID. And that's an important word that I'm using there, with. Because almost everyone dying with COVID has multiple comorbidities, has many other health-related issues. And so the idea that we are effectively holding many of our people hostage over something that is impacting a tiny, minuscule portion of the overall population is pure madness. And I think a lot of younger people, like that speaker, need to start making those arguments in front of so many different local officials.
Let's get to some lines when we come back. We got some very interesting calls up here. I want to get to you, 800-282-2882, and plus some closing words of wisdom from me and Clay, which we're going to figure out in a moment here. But they will be wise, I can assure you of that. Or at least we're going to pretend like they're wise. This is wise, though. Adding rough greens into your dog's food. Here's a customer testimonial. Tyler in Fort Worth, Texas. Love Fort Worth. Great place. We love the opportunity to try out Rough Greens products. Rough Greens is working great. Okay, so what is Rough Greens? It's a supplement that you add to your dog's food. We've got it added into my beloved Tallulah, the little Frenchie. She's up on our Clay and Buck website. We've added it into her food. Her gut's doing better. She's got a little better energy, a little more pep in her step. So dog food doesn't have everything your dog needs. That's why you need to add the healthy supplement of Rough Greens into your existing dog food. There's live vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, and antioxidants in Rough Greens that your dog needs. It's going to make your dog's food better, healthier, make for a happier dog. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love it. They've got a special deal for you, our listeners. Just go to roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. They'll give you the first bag free. That's right, totally free. All you pay is shipping. roughgreens.com/clayandbuck, because if we wouldn't take it home to our dogs, we wouldn't send it home to you.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit labradorenergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, closing out the Wednesday edition of the program. By the way, loaded Thursday and Friday shows coming your direction. We've got the would-be, soon-to-be, perhaps once in future, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is going to join us. And we will break down everything going on in the world of Congress on Friday. Tommy Tuberville, the senator from the state of Alabama, will join us. We may have other additions as well, but that is where we are headed. And, Buck, we got some interesting calls that we thought we'd let you guys finish up with. We appreciate all of you out there that have been waiting for a while. With Joe in Pittsburgh. Joe, what you got? You wanted to weigh in. You're a high school football coach?
Yes, I'm weighing in on the mental toughness and teaching as a key to kids in sports. 13 years ago today, I died for 7 minutes in a hospital bed just 3 days after getting two steel heart valves replaced for my leaky ones. I played high school and college football. I worked in college and professional sports. But 13 years ago, I was coaching at my alma mater. You know, I took the lesson of mental toughness and getting up when you fall down to hundreds of kids, including 15 kids that have gone on to the NFL and three are currently playing in the NFL. And
wow.
We just had our alumni golf outing over the weekend, and I saw a lot of these guys. They're not just professional football players, but their fathers, their teachers, and they come to me and, hey, you're still kicking, coach. You're still doing well. And that lesson that I was able to teach them through my own struggles, they've carried into life.
That's amazing.
Mental
Joe.
Toughness from sports, a great story,
yeah.
Joe.
Hey,
but
Clay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, Joe, do you think you would still be alive today if you hadn't had the background in sports that you did?
No, sir. At the age of 8, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I was having the best year of my life. I was a swimmer, and I was winning first place at all the summer meets. And my dad told me, listen, you can lay on the couch for the next 3 years and have your chemo, or you can lay down when it's time to lay down, and when you don't feel bad, you can go to practice. Well, I was a young kid. I wanted to go to practice. Championships were 3 weeks away. I took second in the 8 and under individual meets at championships, and I got a louder applause because all the people there knew I had had cancer and had had chemotherapy. So my dad taught me that when you're sick, lay down. When you're not, don't lose any ground. And I took that lesson, and my dad is not a sports guy. He's just a guy. He doesn't know if a football is stuffed or blown up. But he taught me how to be tough in sports with that one little lesson.
Coach Joe, I'd want you coaching my son's team, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. It's true, Clay. People take a lot of tremendous life lessons from sports, even when they coach soccer like I did.
And you get all...
Clay is a soccer player who makes fun of soccer. I'm just going to have you all know that right now. He likes a little soccer, too.
I like soccer, yeah. I just think soccer fans are the most sensitive of all the fan bases.
Wow, are you accusing
sports.
Soccer fans of being soy latte drinkers, Clay? Is that what's going
yes.
on right now?
Yes, that is what I'm doing.
Michael in Rockford,
but
Illinois,
way,
he wants
call.
To accuse me of being un-American, apparently. What's up, Michael?
Yes, I'm a former athlete, and I enjoy watching athletes compete. And to say that you're not watching the Olympics because of this, because of that, and, well, no, I haven't, and sound like you're being proud, I think is anti-American in respect to supporting the athletes from the United States of America.
Michael, how much do I have to watch for proper respect to be shown? Because there's a lot of events. I mean, I there's ping pong, there's a lot of stuff.
I don't watch every event, and I pick and choose as I'm watching. I played football. I ran track. I watched track football. I love the swimming competition. I like the
So if you had to choose, yeah. between the two of us, who do you think is the better American, Michael, me or Buck?
Oh, that's unfair.
No, I don't. I'm not calling anybody. Specifically, I say it's anti-American, not supporting the American. But I don't think either of you are anti-American.
Michael, we give you a big hug and a high five.
I think based on
and you didn't fall into Clay's slimy trap there, which we also appreciate. Thank you, Michael, for calling in from Illinois. Look, I would tell Michael Clay, all right, maybe he's got a point. I need to check out, you know, women's beach volleyball, and I am willing to make that sacrifice to show my patriot. Are the American women still in it? I don't know.
I've watched a little bit of the women's volleyball. I think one of the biggest challenges is the time zone. And now they're trying to make everything streaming. And I don't want to go full old man on you, but I just want to sit down and get my remote on television and be able to watch everything. Like, my wife's always like, oh, you got to put it on Amazon Prime, or you got to put it on Netflix, or you got to put it on Hulu. I don't know any of those passwords. I don't know how to do that. I know how to get a remote, sit down in front of television, and watch my favorite sport. And that's become more and more complicated with all this
streaming. If they stop threatening me with charging me to cut the cord for my cable, which is this amazing thing. Cable companies, I would have cut my cord a long time. I don't know. I'm all about the platform. Then again, live sports. That's why people like, okay, that and news. That's why you have that, cable.
It's
right?
The only reason for cable to really exist now is live sports and news.
And
that's it.
And I think that, there'll be some Olympic. You know what, Clay? I'll try it. But when is it even on? I got to go check this stuff out.
It's on early in the morning and then they replay it late at night. And a lot of people don't even know that it's replayed because they don't want to sit. And I get it.
Cause I think
you don't
want to
sit around
those,
doing the math.
I think I could take some of those guys in ping pong. You know what I mean? I think
the
I could take
ping pong players. You know what I was watching that was amazing? Doubles badminton. Those guys were playing some badminton. It was amazing.
Yeah, they move real fast. They would beat me. But ping pong, I don't know. They'd probably crush me in ping pong too, but I have an elevated sensibility of my ping pong skills. All right, we'll come back to this on much more. That is top of the radar tomorrow with all of you. Make sure you follow Clay Travis on Twitter. Follow me, Buck Sexton, on Twitter and Facebook.com/Buck Sexton. Plus, I got a piece on how everyone knows the mask mandates are bullcrap at BuckSexton.com. Go check that out when you can. Clay, we got a stacked show tomorrow the next day, so let's go get some rest like the vocal athletes we are and come back and put on quite a show.
It'll be a physically dominant performance, and I'm the better American.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos' picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.